You're listening to SBS News.
For much of this year's Ramadan, social distancing has seen a different type of observance, and Eid will be no different. Last year at Lakemba's Mosque in Sydney, thousands attended morning prayers, even in the rain. But this year, the Australian National Imams Council has put out an edict asking Muslims to pray from home, stating the Eid prayer is a ritual on this blessed day, and we emphasise its importance to be performed by all Muslims and in congregation. Given the current circumstance, it can be held at home with a minimum number of 3 people. It's been a testing time for worshippers who value community and family time, and that's been acknowledged by the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
I want to thank you for the great example you've set and in the leadership of your community. You have helped and are helping, and I know you will continue to. You are making a difference.
Much like the quiet mosques around the country, businesses that cater to the Muslim community are also without shoppers. On any other year, butcher Abu Halima would normally be busy catering to orders.
Usually, from the Eid coming, before 3 or 4 days, busy. But it's the coronavirus, we make it everything, the market is very quiet.
Next door, at Zeki Itilgan's pastry shop, business has fallen by 75% during Ramadan. But there's been a slight increase in orders this past week.
This year will be very different and difficult for some people. Obviously, we can't do too much gathering, but it is a very busy period for all the Muslims. Even if people don't eat sweets, they'll be eating it during Eid. It's just like a tradition.
But for some, like Parastu Bahiami, there hasn't been anything sweet about this year's Ramadan.
We usually prepare making sweets inside the house, lolly bags, making presents for children. But honestly, we didn't do that at all for this Eid. It is so different this year. Everything is just blank, boring.
Muslim community leaders are urging worshippers to avoid crowds and pray from home. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.